Welcome, everybody. Share number 997, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we gave the introduction last share in reference to the halachas of Kedima in Brachos. In other words, when we talk about which brachas come first, and there are halachas, the siman we'll be learning is Reish Yud Aleph, and we're going to see that there are halachas as to when one is eating, and they sit down to make a various assortment of brachas, possibly shahakal, possibly ha'eds, possibly ha'dama, right, whatever the case might be. We're going to see that the halacha dictates as to which brachas should be made first, but depending on the situation, which we're going to start to talk about today, from the Sefer Oitzer Halachas. Okay, so again, so our siman is Reish Yud Aleph, just jumping right into it. And now, the reason why I'm trying to work from the Sefer Oitzer Halachas a little bit is because of the fact it is a hard, I do want to mention, Reish Yud Aleph, Kedima and Brachas, I found it myself to be, it's a fairly difficult siman, working from the Shulchan Aruch, because there are various different shittas set up in the Mechaber, and we have to see how to paskin, and we have to try and pull out, you know, the different categories, what, when, and where they apply, and how they apply. So it's a little bit spread out in Reish Yud Aleph, but the Sefer Oitzer Halachas, as he always does, so beautiful, sets it up for us as to the guidelines right down the line, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, so starting in the beginning in Aleph from the Sefer Oitzer Halachas, he says like this, Eimasei chayev lahaktem min lechaveri. In other words, first and foremost, which we're going to see that the Ramah talks about a little bit, Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch talks about a little bit later in the Siman of Reish Yud Aleph as to when do these halachas apply. In other words, when I sit down to eat some fish, I have fish on a plate, and I'll be taking an avocado from the refrigerator, right? Or I'll be taking a tomato from the refrigerator. So we're going to see that the shahakal is usually the last bracha in line. And if somebody makes a huadama, okay, I'm just throwing out a few halachas here, but we're going to work on each one individually. When a person makes a hadama and it's in front of them, and that they don't have any major preference, or however that's going to work, we're going to see. I shouldn't say any major preference, that's the wrong thing, but they don't, there is no situation which calls for the shahakal to be made first. But the point I'm trying to make is that the fish is in front of me, and that's all that's in front of me. And everything else, the bracha of huadama, let's say my tomato, or the bracha of eitz, or possibly my avocado, I'm working on a plate of food, let's say one will be eating, is still in the fridge. So the only thing in front of me right now is the fish, right? So the question is, do I still have to get up and go ahead and take out my avocado, which is ho'eitz, which we're going to see comes before shahakal? Or do I have to get up and take my ho'adama, which is my tomato, which we're going to see comes before the shahakal? Or could I just make my bracha on the fish, which is in front of me? Nothing else is in front of me at this point. So the Sefer Oitzer Halachas starts on, he says, Mishi yesh lefon of al hashulchan, one who has in front of them on the table, kama mine machalim. They have a various assortment of food on the table that is in front of them. So he brings on the bottom, he says, Kamosh Kasav HaBeis Yosef, D'chol Zman Shaloi Huvu Lefonav Shneim, that as long as one did not have in front, that was not brought in front of them both of these foods, let's say the Hadama and the Shahakal, right? And we're going to see that the Hadama does have to be made before the shahakal, but if they're not both in front of the person at the same time, afal pisha b'daitei lachlam, even though they have a mind to eat them both, my lunch consists of, let's say, fish, avocado, and tomatoes, and I have a mind to eat the tomatoes, afal pisha b'daitei lachlam, I have my teeth, ain't sarach lahamtin alav. I do not have to wait. In other words, I don't have to wait till I get the tomato. I could just go ahead and make the shahakal on the fish because that is the only thing that is in front of me at the time that I'm going to make the shahakal. Afal pisha b'daitei lachlam, ain't sarach lahamtin alav. Huvu devar b'mogen avram, kein zeb, b'mishabura, and so on. Now, I do want to say one thing which we did mention in the past, which bothered me for a while. The Shulchan Aruch in many of these simonim, that we learned and that we will be learning, Bezras Hashem, talks about, it says the words hufa, that it was brought in front of them. It was brought in front of me, this food, brought in front of me, that food. So the question is, like nowadays, you know, I get up and I go to the fridge. So what do you mean it was brought in front of me? Hufa lefan of shneihem, right? Who's bringing this thing in front of me? My wife, my kids. I mean, let's say I'm by myself in the house eating lunch. Nothing's being brought in front of me. I'm getting up and going to the fridge. So I did speak this over with the mechaber of the Sefer Yitzhar Halachas, Rabbi Friedman, Diane Friedman. So he explained to me that in those days, way back when, the Shulchan Aruch, in general, people would be sitting and they had people would mishamish them. Like, whatever the case, somebody brought them actually the food. The man in the house was sitting and he was brought the food at the lunch and he needed something else. He was brought something else, whatever. In general, that was like the way of life, as they say, that things were brought in front of the person to eat. Nowadays, we just get up, we go to the fridge. Nowadays, we just get up, we go to the closet, the cabinet, and we go and take whatever we need. So Rabbi Friedman explained to me that Lemaisa, when the Shulchan Aruch does say Huva Lefon of Shnehem, or Huva Lefon of whatever, the Shulchan Aruch talks about it was brought in front of them, it doesn't Medafka mean if I sit down to eat the fish and then it was brought in front of me, only then do certain halachas apply that the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. It also means if I get up and I go to the fridge and I take out a certain food, or if I get up and I go to the closet and I take a certain food, it has the same halachas when the Shulchan Aruch says the word Huva was brought in front of me. It also means if I go and get it myself. So that's an important point. That is something that I was a little bit confused for a while, but that's how it was explained to me, that word is just a way of life. And as nowadays in the modern era, person gets up and gets it themselves. I mean, you know, usually if it's brought to them, it's brought to them. But if they get up and get it themselves, the same halachas would apply. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha and bracha. Kol tuv.